From KETR News, this is The Morning Bell, a discussion of all things education in Northeast Texas. On today's episode, some controversy over whether or not standardized testing in schools is needed, or is just a waste of time. I'm Daniel Starks. It is The Morning Bell, and class has started. Many students across the nation look forward to one thing when it comes to their schoolwork, and that's standardized testing. Of course, I'm being sarcastic when I say that. Many students dread the days that they're given out tests, but so do some teachers and parents. We have KETR News Director Mark Haslett here to discuss this with us. Thanks for being with us, Mark.
Thank you, Daniel. I hope I can be of some help this morning.
Now, before we begin, I asked some of our listeners to call us on our Google Voice line and let us know exactly what they thought on the matter. Now, we received multiple calls, but this parent from Hopkins County stood out a bit to me. Let's take a listen.
Yes, I have a son who is in fourth grade. This child is on the AB Honor Roll every 6 weeks. He is in the Gifted and Talented program. He also has attention deficit disorder. And I have been told by the school that during the STAR testing, they will only have scheduled restroom breaks. I need to send a bottle of water because they won't be allowed to leave the classroom to get water. And they're also going to be serving them lunch at their desks in the classroom. And that parents are not allowed to come on school premises during the testing. My son has taken the benchmark test throughout the year. Although he has very high grades, he's not doing well on the benchmark test because of these issues, because he gets concerned, he gets worried, and he starts making mistakes because he knows that if he does not pass, he'll get into trouble. He also has been forced to sit out during recess if he doesn't score high enough on the practice test. Again, I think this is very wrong. You're setting these kids up for failure, and you're making them not want to learn anymore. And I think that this sort of high-stakes testing needs to stop.
Well, what do you think, Mark?
As far as being able to get up and go places during testing, well, that's just kind of the nature of it. You're not going to be able to. That's just part of what they do when they test people, and that's just to ensure that the students aren't cheating, frankly. Doesn't mean that they think that the kids are cheating, but they're preventing it and making sure that the testing is a fair process for everyone. The issue of rights in schools is another issue entirely.
Now, what about testing itself? I know that Texas has been doing some things to help get rid of a lot of their standardized testing, but there's still concern about the fact that curriculum is based more towards what the students need to learn for the test rather than what the students need to learn for life. Let's talk about the test itself.
The state of Texas has taken significant steps to try to reduce the number of standardized tests that students are required to take at the high school level. One of the things that went through this last legislative session was there used to be 15 tests that students had to take in high school. Now there are only 5.
And I'm sure those parents, teachers, and students who didn't like standardized testing in the first place are pretty happy about that. Mark Haslett, thanks for being with us.
Thanks very much, Daniel. I appreciate it.
That's KETR News Director Mark Haslett here joining us on The Morning Bell to talk about standardized testing and where a lot of the public stands. If you'd like to give your opinion on the matter, call us. Our number is 252-621-BELL. Again, 252-621-BELL is the number you can call and leave a message with us. It'll tell you what the current topic is and you can answer it, or you can just figure out what the topic is. Again, that number is 252-621-BELL or 2355. There's the bell, so that means we are out of time. Keep it here. You're listening to your station. I'm Daniel Starks.